You're listening to a podcast from City Tribe Media. We're an urban tribe who helps people who feel far from God to know Jesus, cultivate freedom, discover purpose, and make a difference. We're also a diverse tribe who welcomes everyone from bikers to bankers, PhDs to GEDs, every age, race, and walk of life. So whether you're a longtime Christ follower or a spiritual investigator, we hope you're encouraged through our content. Enjoy today's teaching.
Good afternoon. I'm always told that the 1 o'clock group is the rowdiest. Is that true? I knew it. I remember last time I was here at teaching. This group was, and everybody said, no, it's the 11:30 group. Charlie, it's the 1 o'clock. Buenos días, soy Lorena Gonzalez. I'm a member of City Tribe Church, and I'm excited to spend a few minutes with you. Before I get started, I want to share this story. About 3 weeks ago, my husband René and I, it was a Saturday morning, y traíamos un hambre. Man, we were hungry. You know that kind of hungry where your gut is going, rawr! And the people next to you go like, hey, what's up with this person here? We were hungry, right? So we end up on 24th Street and we start at Panifico. Anybody been to Panifico? Pan dulce, oh yeah, girl. The bread, pan dulce pastries. Las conchas, pan de huevos, all so good. So we march out with our little bag, you know, the white bag they put Mexican bread in. Isn't that funny, white bread? All right, so in a white bag, we come out with our bread. Pero todavía traemos hambre. We were still hungry. There's a dicho in Spanish that says, con hambre hasta las piedras se comen. With hunger, even rocks will do. So I wasn't about to eat rocks, but we saw the sign that said Ramona's. And it was kind of like a sketchy place. And René says, well, do we go in there? And I'm like, chale, that place don't look good. Pero la tripa was saying something else. It was growling and growling. So we go in and we sit down and they bring me this cup of coffee. I have to tell you, this coffee was everything because they gave you this little cup to pour your cream in. Sometimes they give you condensed milk or pet milk or something and it makes your coffee real creamy. Oh, el café estaba rico. So she comes over and gives us the menus and she says, ¿Qué les ofrece? What would you like to eat? Well, what am I gonna eat on a Saturday morning when my stomach is growling? Pues huevos rancheros. So I asked for huevos rancheros, drinking my coffee. She comes and brings this plate and it's these two yolks with a smile. Esos huevos rancheros were just smiling at me. The salsa was tasty, not too spicy, not too mild. Y las papitas, oh, las papitas estaban cafecitas brown like me, like toasted. But guys, the beans, I'm about the beans. There were these beans that were refried. But I think they were refried about 65 times. You know those beans that are real shiny? Those are the good ones. So I'm looking at this plate and I'm like, híjole, ya voy, I'm ready to eat my food. And then she brings the tortillas. These beautiful tortillas, the kind that my abuela and tía used to make on the comal. And before they were even cooked, we would grab them and say, I'm eating this. We almost even ate them raw. And that's kind of like I like them, a little pale. And so I said, tortilla, mi huevo rancheros. And went to town eating, enjoying. I'm not kidding you, the best meal ever. You have to go. You have to go to Ramona's and eat those huevo rancheros. Hands up for huevo rancheros. Yeah. You promise me you have to go. It's so good. So let me ask you this. Why is it that we're so ready to recommend restaurants, movies, gadgets, and somehow glaze over the good news? Sometimes we say, oh yeah, I'm not gonna talk about Jesus because I'm gonna cross boundaries or it's very personal. I don't want to say any of that. What if you had the opportunity to make a difference in a person's life? What would you say? What would you do? What if one bold move could make all the difference in someone else's life? Are you ready? Are you ready to take that bold move? Well, let me ask you this. If you're ready to stand up and take this word, let's rise for the reading of the word. And if you've ever read it, Ephesians, you know that it's a beautiful book. Paul is in jail, and he writes these poetic, beautiful messages around being strong and being bold. And so in Ephesians 6, 19 through 20, he says, "Also, pray that God will give me the right words to say. Then I will speak. When I reveal the mystery of the good news, because I have already been doing this as Christ's representative, and I am in prison. So pray that I speak about the good news as I have to." We're going to be spending a little bit of time in this term of bolding. So turn to your neighbor, make the bold posture, and say to them, boldly. Oh, yeah, yeah. Look at these muscles over here. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Have a seat, guys. Yes, I see this front row. Got muscles. Yeah, thank you. Got to hang out with us just a little more, but here we go. So we're going to spend a little bit of time on this idea of boldness and what that looks like. And we'll talk about three different types of boldness. The first one is something that was really interesting that happened to me many years back. I was at this conference in Florida, and I promise you there was about 8 to 10,000 people at this conference, and I knew no one. And since I'm so shy, I didn't know where to sit with, who to sit with. I picked up my lunch. Like, you remember when you were in middle school and you picked up your lunch and you're like, do I sit with that table? Those are the cool kids. No, I'm not cool. Do I sit at this table? They're the athletes. Nombre ni corro. No. Do I go over here? These are the geeks. I barely know how to turn on my computer. You know, I just didn't know where to sit. So I finally sat next to this young woman who looked equally as uncomfortable as me. Her name was Tan Nguyen. We started a chat, and her and I just connected. Have you ever been with a group of people where you sit next to someone and you just connect? You're like, where have you been all my life? We've been sisters forever. I have a few that are over here that, man, we should have been friends since we were born. Ah, dale, we were. And so I sat next to her, and I felt so comfortable with her, and I started to tell her about my faith journey. She listened so intently. She sat and just smiled, and she said, "May I share my life as an atheist?" Pues claro que sí, because you know what? Jesus taught me, I opened my heart to everybody. Jesus doesn't discriminate. No, no shall I. So I said, tell me, Tan, tell me about your life. So she begins to share that she grew up in Taiwan and had come to the United States, was living in San Francisco, and she was an engineer at this really big firm. On one day, her boss calls her and another coworker in, and he begins to describe this big project. This engineering firm was going to hit the pinnacle of firms because they were going to undertake this big project. Tan was very excited, she says. I realized that it was going to mean a lot of hours, but I was ready. As they sat with their boss, he continued and indicated that they would both have to arrive 90 minutes before work twice a day. Híjole, I mean, if he said that to me, pues yo le pienso. But I said, but not Tan. Tan said, I'm ready to work. Tell me what to do, what I got to do. She came from a foreign country where opportunities were limited, and she was going to take this opportunity. Then her coworker said, I love my job, and I will do all that I can to comply. I just have a conflict on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And Tan is like, what? She's saying that to her boss? You see, I hold a Bible class Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it's very important to me. Actually, it's the most important thing I do. Tan was in disbelief. What was she hearing, refusing the boss? There was dead silence in the room, and Tan says, it was so uncomfortable, she started to tap her foot just to break the silence. Their supervisors had said, okay, well, let's work around that in the best way possible. They both walked out together, and Tan quickly turns to her and friend said, how? How did you do that? What do you get that confidence to talk to your boss like that? Now, when I say talk to their boss, and we talk about confidence, it's not about ego or arrogance. It's about a different confidence. And I loved her question, because how often do we say to ourselves, oh, no, I can't do that. I've never done that. I'm not going to take a risk. I'm too scared. What if I fail? I don't have the confidence. Well, in Ephesians 3:12 says, in him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. It's that confidence that finds home in our actions, and it activates and empowers us. Again, Tan says and asks, where did you get that confidence? Her coworker clearly, calmly, and so gently says, Jesus. My confidence is in him. And that confidence battles the fear and insecurity. Well, Tan was shocked. And she says, well, where do I sign up? Where do I get this Jesus? I want that confidence. I need that confidence. Tan literally came on her first step on a Christian journey that day. Her Christian confidence is foundational to everything she does. So much that today she speaks on how one bold stance transformed her life forever. Now, that confidence, I know it too. It's in me. I'm standing before you, not but my own doing. I'm nothing, but I trust in him. He's and his confidence in me. After all, I'm the daughter of the greatest and highest king. And let me just adjust my crown for a moment. Because as the daughter of the king, favor and confidence is in me. Amen? Yes, yes. You can adjust your crowns too. It's not as big as his, but it's a crown. Brothers and sisters, hermanos, I can share these bold stories of big famous people who have come to Christ. Recently, Daddy Yankee, who is this big reggaeton star, on one of his last concerts, he dropped his reggaeton mic and picked up the Christ mic and turned his life to Jesus. Kat Von D, who had a makeup line, tattoo artist, dabbled in some kind of weird witchcraft, recently said, that's behind me. I now have Christ. But those stories are good because, you know, we read them on social media and the news. But I want us to have a bold witness right in front of us. Now, folks who are invited here who don't necessarily know why they're here, we call them spiritual investigators. So if you're a spiritual investigator and you're here this afternoon only because you were promised huevo rancheros at Ramona's after service, I invite you to pause and open both your heart and mind, and without any expectation, simply listen to our testimonies, to our stories. A second bold act, a bold word. So if you come from a huge Mexican family like I do, everyone's a tío, a tía, prima, primo, comadre, compadre, cousin, auntie, all kinds of, I mean, we're like 10 generations removed but we're still family, right? So one of my sobrinas, my nieces, Andreina, she was so excited to have her second baby. She's one of my closest sobrinas, and she lives in Mexico. I was so excited for her because she was due in and around my birthday, and I was just like, oh, ojalá, ojalá, maybe he's born on my birthday. And then I learned Leo is born on my birthday. Woohoo! I was excited because Leo would beautify my life forever. And I searched social media for a picture. I texted her for a picture, but they were really slow to come. I started to see some pics, but they felt staged a little bit. It seemed a little off. Well, Andreina and I grew up in the Catholic tradition that formed our Christian faith, and we are forever grateful to our abuelas and to our mothers for laying that foundation. But her faith journey was about to take her where she had never imagined. All it would take is one bold word. Her son, Leo, was born missing his left arm, or pretty much his whole left arm. And she was devastated. What did I do to deserve this? How do I fix him? He will have a devastating life. Kids will make fun of him. People won't want to be around him. Why? Why did this happen? And how often do we as parents take on shame and guilt for anything to do with our children? This guilt and shame comes from maybe not giving our kids enough time or buying them what they want. Even as adults, and our children are adults, we still kind of think, did I raise them right? Did I do a good job? And still carry some of that shame or guilt of how we parent as an adult. But you see, shame has no place in our life because shame says we are hopeless. And Christ says, there is hope in me. Andreina would sleep for hours, seldom getting up to either bathe or to eat. Many came to visit, saying pleasant words, kind words. It's gonna be okay. He's really cute. But those words did little to motivate her to get out of that lonely and sad place. Then a neighbor started coming over to invite her to church. But the thought of getting out of bed, showering, dressing, and going to any church was just too monumental. This is a task she could not think of. But the neighbor continued coming over, caring for Leo and caring for Andreina. Andreina's constant, why me? What did I do to deserve this? And she kept repeating her why. And in one quiet voice, someone answered her and said, Andreina, God and Leo want you to start a love relationship with Jesus. She froze in bed. She had never heard words like that. She had been looking at her son in a different way instead of a gift. She had been looking at him with something that was missing. Because in this world, we see minus, deficiencies, lacking. But in God's world, he was complete. Nothing was missing. Andreina and her entire family found respite, love, hope, freedom from all that was holding them down. Through that bold words from that neighbor, they came to know Jesus in the deep, profound way. They came to know a community that would take care of them and love them till they were ready to stand on their own. Andreina and Edgar, Leo's parents, ustedes fueron obedientes a la palabra de Dios. Los quiero mucho y estoy tan agradecida que tomaron esa invitación a llegar al Señor. As they watch me from Mexico, I thank them for being obedient to God. for taking that bold step to walk out and to transform their lives. Leo is a thriving, beautiful boy doing everything that some kids would be afraid to attempt. He says, "Con Dios, todo es posible." With God, everything is possible, yes? He plays American football. He has completed triathlons. He excels in schools and ministers to both children and adults. Leo was the instrument that the Lord used to bring not only his family to the Lord, but others along the way. And while they live in Mexico, they often visit to San Antonio and attend City Tribe Church. And Leo does have one criticism. So Doug, if you're watching, he recommends an extra hour of service. A bold word brought a family from the depths of darkness into the light where God is leading and guiding their precious family. Leo y Max, los adoro y los quiero. In Psalms 138:1, when I called, you answered me. You made me bold and stout-hearted. I didn't know what stout-hearted is, but I looked it up in Spanish. Es corazón valiente. Eso. So meet my Leo. Bravo, un abrazo para mi Leo. Leo has ministered to so many at his church. I was recently told that after service, there was a gentleman sitting at church and he was weeping. Leo saw him and ran up behind him and just embraced him. We later learned that this gentleman said that he was at the end of his rope. He didn't know where he would go next or if he would. He was at the end. But because of Leo's embrace, his life turned around. Leo is being used by God. It wasn't Leo. It's God using. It was a bold stance in my friend Tan's life. It's a act of a bold word that helped Andreina, Edgar, Max, and Leo. A third way is a bold invitation. Well, some of you know that I love taking pictures, and I take a lot of pictures of this guy because he's hugging everybody. We often are capturing these images, and I like to post them in stories and reels. I almost feel like social media is my ministry. So once during even, I tell you that, people have come to know this church that are friends of mine that are overseas in Mexico and throughout the U.S., that in a Zoom call one day at work, this friend says, "Oh, I just love City Tribe Church." And someone says, "You go to City Tribe, but you live in Dallas." She says, "No, but I see they're hugging, they're laughing, they're joking. I see their worship team. Give it up for this worship team. I see their pastor. It's just puro amor at that church. It's just flat out love. Yes, give it up." You see, a bold invitation came to Rene and me in the same way by what I believe God using a family to minister to us. Over 8 years ago, our best friends, Maria and Willie Castoreno, found themselves looking for a church downtown. Their son, Little Willie, which is kind of funny because Little Willie was over 6 feet tall, and when he would hug you, he'd go like this, and you were just enmeshed in his love and his protection. Beautiful Little Willie. Like many of us, little Willie made mistakes and had to pay consequences by serving time downtown. On Sundays, Maria and Willie would minister to their son, and then they realized they needed to be ministered to. So they looked for a church, and they found City Tribe Church. Meanwhile, Renee and I are church hopping all over the city, on the west side, south side, east side, north side, trying to find a church that we could call home. And one day I saw Maria posting pictures, all these pictures of all of you. And I said, Maria, tell me about your church. And she says, why don't you come visit? What a little okay. If you know Maria, which some of you do know, she has a gentle, soft strength. I mean, the girl eats 26.6 miles running all these marathons. Like, she's no weakling, but she's gentle and soft, and said, come. That bold invitation was to change our lives. Not only have Renee and I grown in our faith walk, but upon his release, little Willie would sit back there with us at church, offering us his big hugs and making us feel loved. See, the Lord's timing is perfect. I am always be grateful to the Castorenos for ministering to us and extending that bold invitation. A few months ago, little Willie went to be with the Lord. He often sat back there with us, hugging us, loving on us. And as we would exit that church, we would post for our pic to share the bold invitation to others on social media. Gracias, little Willie, and the entire Castonero tribe. We love you. While God is in control, Renee and I want to follow the same example set for us. But please don't think that this invitation is to come to City Tribe Church. While I think it's a great church and I love it, the invitation is to come to know and build a relationship with Jesus. Who's ready to start and build a deeper relationship with Jesus? It's what the invitation is. To those of you who have already accepted, and those of you who accepted this invitation, trust me. The Lord has a plan for you, and I'm excited to witness what he will be doing in your life if you accept that bold invitation. Friends, well, I started with a silly story about a yummy breakfast. There is something far more nourishing. Taste and see that the Lord is good. He is the living bread. Bread, anyone who eats from this bread will never go hungry. That's the kind of bread I want with my huevos rancheros. I want to close with these two things. These bold acts are in front of us every day. We happen to chalk them up to, it's just luck. It's a coincidence. But I believe there is a greater love continuously showing himself to us. They don't have to be these big blowout firework moments or parting of the sea. Oh, that's pretty cool. They can be these quiet, gentle moments in where God's love is being made seen for you, your family, your community, and your tribe. And two, I ask, are you prepared to be bold? Are you prepared to speak bold, to stand bold, to have bold invitations? Stand up if you want to be bold. Rise up, stand up. Come on, get up. And in our bold stance, show your strength, because this is the only way we're going to bring the kingdom of God here to the earth. Every single one of you in your bold stance. Let me see your bold stance. Yes. So stay steady. Good work. I want to invite Pastor Pedro to come back up here. Stay standing. Pastor Pedro. Okay, on three, help me call Pastor Pedro. One, two, three. Pastor Pedro! There he is! Yeah.
So awesome. Taste and see that the Lord is good, right? So just full disclosure, I was tasting some chile rellenos in the back, so. Because it's really hard to eat when everybody's running around and doing this and that, but the Bible says taste and see, probar y ver, right? So just like the story that you hear about, you encourage somebody to go check out a restaurant that you tried and you even call them from there. That's the same thing. We want to invite people to come and taste and see that the Lord is good. And they have to go. They have to be encouraged to come and check it out and experience it for themselves, right? And when they do, they come and they have the same experience that you and I had. We come to know Jesus. We come to know a new life. We come to know him like we've never known him before. He's not just a cross on the wall. He's not just a church that we pass by, te persinas, because you're driving by a church. But it's not just holy ground. You walk on holy ground every day. Your home is holy ground. Y las bendiciones de él y su presencia siempre están con nosotros donde quiera que vayamos, right? And he's always with us no matter where we go. So I encourage you, tell your story. It's important, like you heard my sister's story today, the testimonies that she has. It's important for us to go and share our story. You know, my question is, does your neighbor know you're a believer? Does the person you work with that sits in the next cubicle, do they know you're a believer? The people that you see on a daily basis, do they know you're a believer? They got to hear your story. The Lord doesn't want you to be cold. He wants you to be hot. He doesn't want you to be lukewarm. The Bible says he will spit us out. That's like regurgitating, like you want to throw up. He doesn't want that for us. He wants us to be about his business, about his kingdom. And so I challenge you, go and tell your story. Share your story with somebody. Because now you live a life where you're not that person that you used to be, right? The Bible says the old things have passed away and all things have become new. And you yourself can be a testimony and a witness to yourself. You can look at yourself in the mirror and say, I remember you when you were borracho, right? And now, like, you don't walk the same, you don't talk the same, you don't act the same, you don't dress the same, you don't smell the same. Because when you knew borracho, you knew he was a borracho. He just got near you and you could smell it, right? Or he has todo el alcohol on their body, you know? Or somebody that was a chain smoker or the marijuanos, like, you knew who the marijuana was in the barrio. But we don't live like that no more. And somebody needs to hear your story to get to a place where you're at, because you can't lead nobody out of a place that you've never been, and we've all been somewhere. We all know a life without Christ. And so let's take the gospel. Let's share our story. Let's tell people about Jesus. Yeah, cool. Let's talk about giving. There's three ways for you to give here in this house. And the first one is, four ways, my bad. Mailing it in. You can go online. You can text to give, which is my favorite. Just put that number in your contacts. Text whatever the amount is you're giving, and it'll send you back a response, yes or no. Hit the Y for yes, and it does it automatically. Or you can find one of our kiosks here. We have one in the back, and I think one in the cafe also. So those are the four ways to give. Always remember, you're not just giving to this house, you're giving through this house. This house blesses so many people in other countries, our city, so many programs, so many people. We do tons of things, and we couldn't do it without the body of Christ. And we need you guys to continue to be giving and being obedient to the Lord. If you're visiting us for the first time, and God has put something in your heart that you want to give to the church, do it by all means. We don't want to stop the blessing that God has for you. But remember, always receiving and giving with open hands. As we continue to receive, we continue to give. Let God lead you in how you give and how you receive. And be smart about that. Be wise about that. And come to him and ask him for wisdom. Yes? Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for today, Lord. It's been an awesome day of your presence in this house. Father, we love you for the goodness and the kindness and the mercy and the joy and the peace that we have in you. We recognize that our lives are not the same as they were before. Ya no somos los mismos, Señor. Somos redimidos, somos sanos, somos salvos, somos llenos de gozo. Señor, reconocemos que no somos perfectos. We're not perfect. But Father, we strive for perfection following you because you are perfect. And because you are perfect, Lord Jesus, We are perfect. Porque tú eres perfecto, Señor. Nosotros somos perfecto a través de ti. Señor, bendice cada hogar. Bless every home. Let your presence be in it, Father God. Put somebody in our lives this week, Lord, that we might be able to share our story with, Father. Te pedimos en el nombre poderoso del Señor Jesús. We ask you in the mighty name of Jesus for this blessing. And everyone said, amen. You guys have an amazing week. Y'all be blessed. We see y'all soon. Yeah.
We're glad you were a part of the tribe today. To further connect with us, check the City Tribe YouTube channel, iTunes, SoundCloud, Instagram, Facebook, or our website, citytribe.church. May you go from this podcast knowing that you are loved.